Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, welcome to Another Faith, Defend the Faith. My name is William Hemsworth. It's great to be with you all today. I'm excited to have my guest, Art Aris. He's the founder of Kingstone Comics down in Florida. Art, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Bill.
Great. Well, thanks for coming on today. I know you recently released the Epic Bible through Tyndale, and so of course we'll talk about that. But maybe you give us, our audience, a little background on yourself and Kingstone Comics and how you got started.
Sure. Well, my wife is a television person. She was a television producer and director, and I was involved with ministry, specifically children's ministry. Also was a football coach and did a lot of stuff with FCA. But I just had this really big itch for film. There was a Catholic gentleman who produced the Spitfire Grill, which is a Catholic group that put it together, raised $6 million. Very successful film. It won Sundance Film Festival. I connected with him and some other people, and I began writing, and I found I had a real propensity for like screenwriting, and I won some awards. I won Best TV Movie in Hollywood's Next Success Contest, and I had several motion picture options, and I just kind of had always worked with kids, and I always loved kids, working with kids, you know, taking the gospel to the next generation. And I just basically had an epiphany that there was this big market for the Christian market, because I would go into Barnes & Noble, and I would see Books a Million, rather, and I just see kids reading comics and graphic novels like crazy. And there was really nobody being the marvel of the faith market. And we said, you know what, we can do that. And obviously, being a pastor, I'm passionate about the Bible. So we embarked on a 7-year journey to do the most complete graphic adaptation of the Bible. And we released it in several formats. One of them is the Epic Bible. One of them is the Kingstone Bible. Then we also have like 60 Bible comics. But basically, we saw that kids and adults that would not pick up and engage in scripture would pick up and engage with graphic media.
Okay. So what was the process like in starting your company? What were they, the challenges, any drawbacks that you had?
30 minutes doesn't contain it, Bill.
Right.
Yeah. I told somebody the other day, if I know how hard it was going to be, I don't know that I would have done it. If I'd have known, if God had pulled back the curtain and said, this is what's going to happen, I don't know that I would have done it. Okay. I just said, that's for somebody else who's more insane than me. But basically, it's interesting, but we have, there's a large Catholic church right down the road from my Baptist church. We've got a great relationship with them. We do, every year we're out there doing the life chain together, and we just got a super relationship, and we do a lot of meeting the needs of people in our community with food and different things. And it was really interesting. We've done this when I started. A lot of people come here to Leesburg to see this work of what we do. And there was an investment banker that came with some other people, and I was telling him, "Well, listen, I'm thinking about doing this business, so to speak, or business/ministry." And he was a very successful investment banker. He's still on my board. And so he took me to his investment bank. They had offices in New York and Tampa. And so it's going to cost XYZ to raise, you know, to start a new comic book company by scratch. And so we began on that process, spent about 14 months with that, and went to New York, did all the road shows and everything, and had a Jewish gentleman said, well, I'll get involved. And he was on the board of Archie Comics. He said, well, I'll get involved. But he said, you got to get rid of that. It looks too much like a cross. And so obviously the cross matters a lot to me. So I'm not taking the cross off there. And so we came back and began raising private capital. And it took a while. And basically I was kind of like the Israelites in the desert. We get a little bit of money. I'd make a few more comics and then we'd stop. And so basically it took us 7 years to do the Bible.
Okay. Now, 7 years to do the Bible. So I guess it's about 840 pages, if I remember correctly. And you have
the Kingstone Bible is about 2,000 pages. The Epic Bible is a highlight reel of the Kingstone Bible.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah. All right. Thanks for pointing that out. Now you have, how many people do you have working on it?
We hired about 44 artists who had all worked with Marvel in DC. I had a lot of Christians get upset with me because I wouldn't hire them. They say, hey, I'm a Christian. I love Jesus and I want to draw for you. And I would say, well, have you drawn for Marvel or DC? And if you hadn't, then they couldn't come work for me. Cause always our vision, Bill, was if you took our comics and laid them beside Marvel, it would have that same Western style comic look. And so what happened, I was very surprised. I was pleasantly surprised the number of Christians that we identified in the comics industry. Obviously a lot of people work with us are not people of faith and we try to, you know, ping in there with the faith as we can. But I was surprised the number of people that joined with us. And what happened was we've had these artists say, we've never been treated so well as we have with Kingstone Comics. And they would tell their friend who was a pencil or this guy was a colorist. And it just kind of began snowballing. We attracted some really top talent who's done just about every major comic you can imagine.
Now, how does the Epic Bible compare to, say, like the Action Bible or like the Picture Bible before that?
Sure. They're all good. And they all, you know, it's kind of like going out to an ice cream shop. Okay. And you could get these different flavors and they're all great flavors. It's all great ice cream. It's all great comic media. I think the Epic Bible, what stands out about the Epic Bible is the Epic Bible is a highlight reel of the Kingstone Bible. They literally took the top one third of what we have, and they told the whole, you know, Eden to eternity message. The other thing that the Epic Bible did, that Tyndale did, which I really like, they took some pages from our Book of God, which is a comic book we have, explaining to people how we got the Bible. You know, Codex Vaticanus, all the, you know, different ones. You know, it goes into the historical and educational part of it, and they put that as a front to the Epic Bible. There's no other. The Kingstone Bible, the Action Bible, none of them have that. And that is a really cherry on top of the ice cream moment for them.
Yeah, and I got the sampler, and I ordered the Bible itself, and it's on its way. But the sampler itself, I showed it to my kids, they dropped what they were doing. They dropped the electronics, and they came over to read the sampler. So it's a testimony to how awesome the work is. So I congratulate you on it.
Thank you.
Now, over that seven-year period, I guess, and you said it came from the Kingstone Bible. How did you decide what stories would be included, what stories would be excluded?
Well, we did the Bible. We covered all 66 books of the Bible. We had a Catholic group that came to us and said, well, hey, we also want to do these other ones. We said, that's fine. We'll be glad to partner with you. But they never were able to quite get it going. So basically, of the Protestant Bible, we took the 66 books. Mm-hmm. We did everything. But the big difference, I think, like, for example, the Action Bible, which is a great product. We love it. Matter of fact, the artist there works with us sometimes as well. But like, for example, they might have 3 pages on Revelation. We have 128 pages of Revelation. Or they might have 5 pages of Job. We have 64 pages. It's just more kind of a more complete cinematic storytelling, so to speak. But all of them are great pieces. And what you experience with your kids, I have pages and pages and pages of pages from notes from people saying the exact same thing. My webmaster told me that we had a friend or somebody told me we had an atheist that posted on our website. He says, I don't believe any of this stuff, but I'm going to get the Bible because this is so cool. So, you know, however God wants to get out his word, we'll partner with him.
Well, that's a pretty awesome testimonial. He doesn't believe in it, but who knows how the Holy Spirit's going to touch him through that.
Yes.
So, So what's been some of the other feedback that you've received from people? I know you've had pages and pages, like you said. What's some of the feedback out there?
We've had several that have contacted us, say, hey, my kids just have asked Christ to come into their life, forgive them of their sins. We have people all over the world. We had a chat. I just got an email. I mean, I just got it just before I got on this phone call. This chaplain, and as a matter of fact, I pulled it. I literally just got this email just a week ago. It's a prison in Kansas. And he said, I just got to tell you, he said, these guys are just, somebody gave 6 issues of this. He said, the guys are begging to get these materials back here. He said, we've never had such an impact. I literally just got this an hour ago on my phone email. We had a prison in San Diego. The chaplain said, this is by far the most requested products in there that we, in our thing, because a lot of, you know, men in jail, they have reading issues and that type of stuff. But we just see, you know, as I'm a pastor, is we just see a lot of people that will not pick up a Bible, will pick up a comic book. And a lot of people, you know, as you know, Bill, there's a huge amount of illiteracy, a biblical illiteracy in our nation. And so we, you know, we just feel like this is a way. And we have a lot of people say, I never really understood this passage. I never understood Job, or I never understood this aspect of the Bible until I saw it pictorially. The other thing is, I used to be a school teacher, and there's something called the dual code theory of cognition that says that basically we process images in one area, we process text in another area. When you marry those together, the retention is so much stronger. And so we see that a lot with the materials that we create.
Like you said, it took us 7 years of compiling it. How long on average did it maybe one story take to create?
That's a great question, Bill. The artist, it really depends on the team. Usually the most that you're going to get out of a team, and a team is, you first of all, you have the writer, and then, you know, who has to basically lay it out. And then you have the pencil artist who comes on, who's really your great creative guy. He's really got to nail it. And a lot of these guys, they look up the material. They do a lot of historical reference. Of course, with internet, it's a lot easier now. And then they try to make it historically accurate. They put it together. Then it goes to an inker. And Bill, these inkers are just stunning. I mean, I could email you some of these inks and you would just shake your head. They're just so incredibly finely detailed, intricate. It's just, they're very gifted artists. And then it goes to a colorist, and then it goes to a letterer. And during the process, there is an art director and an editor that goes through this, you know, through this process. And we go through a final editorial review. A lot of times we have other people review it as well. And then it goes out. And then actually from our consumers and fans, we hear back that we don't think that was 513 AD. We think it was 511 AD for some reason. And we might make a change if we think of this material enough to change it.
Okay. So you're doing your research behind it. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Art, the Bible translation most common in there, is it the NLT?
We use about 5 or 6 different translations. Okay. Tyndale gave us permission to quote direct from theirs. But the thing that I tell everybody, this is a paraphrase of the Bible. So it's not a word for word that we actually say. If you were to call any of these Bibles, you would say that they are a visual translation or a graphic translation of the scripture. And a lot of the stuff, you know, some of the writing is more truncated from the scripture to explain, you know, Adam and Eve and the interaction there with Cain and Abel or whatever. But the big thing we're explaining the Bible. The big part of it is obviously the graphic draw.
Well, sure. Absolutely. And like I said, it's graphic. It gets the attention. Now, what I like is also on the bottom, you list the Bible passages that it's taken from.
Yes.
Have you had any maybe use it as a study guide per se?
All the time. Yeah, we have many schools, churches, youth groups that do that. Matter of fact, what we started doing is we started offering on our website, kingstonecomics.com, we started offering something called a Sunday school pack. And we said, okay, normally the comics go for $3.99, but if you got a Sunday school of kids or a Catholic school or whatever, and you want to get the comics for $2 and buy a pack of 10, we want them to do that. Not that it replaces the Bible, but we feel like it is a supplement to the Bible. And we have lots of stories that people, how they began getting more involved with scripture after they read it in the graphic form.
Great. again, the website is kingstonecomics.com. Art, what's on the horizon? What do you see the vision? Where do you see the Bible going with your work from here?
We are in heavy conversations, and basically I'd say we have a deal with some top Hollywood people, and we have some animation things that are happening, and there's some big money, some big animation people, some big film people, and we're finalizing some contracts on some animation. We've been working on that for several months, and basically that's about done. But the other thing, Bill, that I'm seeing is, you know, you and I grew up in a, you know, we were blessed to be able to hear the gospel at a young age and to be able to learn it from people. And, you know, we have so much around us, so much good and so much Bible and so many wonderful Christian people and, you know, wonderful churches and wonderful friends. But I've done a lot of traveling throughout the world and, you know, Turkey, India, other places. And there, what we're discovering is we're probably in 44 languages already. We have a number of people that come to us, and I had a guy send me a picture. Matter of fact, if you go to superbible.tv, you can see a picture of it. But we had a guy that was in the jungles of Papua New Guinea who put it into the Cuman language, a language I never heard of, printed off of a comic book on a paper copier machine, went to the jungle because they were doing teaching. And the villagers wouldn't let him leave with a comic book. They made him leave the comic book there. They wouldn't leave. So, you know, we feel a responsibility for God for other people that have not been blessed as much as you and I have been.
That's amazing. Wow. 44 languages. That's huge.
I think we're going to be over 100 pretty soon. We just started some new languages, and, you know, as word's getting out about what we're doing, it's just, you know, and we partner with everybody. We just say, hey, you know, once a language is sponsored, everybody can have access to that. And we're trying to be very generous, you know, with that.
So are these different languages, are you creating those in-house at your location?
What we do is we partner with translations, with translators, you know, certified. A lot of them are certified Bible translation type people. Some of them are embedded indigenous people that are there and working whatever, some very dangerous spots. And we get them translated. And for example, we just finished Farsi, and the guy that translated it, his wife is with the Iranian Bible Society in diaspora. And then he is a seminary professor. So these guys know what they're doing. And we just did the whole thing in Farsi. It was sponsored by somebody. And now every Iranian person can read the comic Bible in their language. Matter of fact, if you're looking at this poster behind me, the guy from the Iranian Bible Society was in my office. He saw that. He said, kids in Iran would love that. And so we're, you know, partnering with different people. And it the nomination doesn't matter to us. Mission doesn't matter. The message matters a lot.
Okay. And I thank you for what you're doing with it. It's just amazing. What other things is Kingstone Comics doing to get the Bible out there? I saw that you have an app as well.
Yes, we have the Kingstone Comics app. Okay. And, you know, and I believe that Tyndale has an app too, you know, with their products. And the Epic Bible is something that I think is really heavily, obviously, in print, but we do digital. I was really been blown away by the reach of digital. I kind of had a Columbus, a New World moment was when one of our first versions of the app came out, Bill. And there was like six or seven downloads in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia. And we started seeing all of these downloads in Kuwait and Oman and different places. And literally because of apps and the digital, you know, God's doing a lot. And I think too, Bill, you know, I think we're all very frustrated with our country about how divided we are and how everybody is so angry. But, you know, all this bad news may be a setup for God's good news, because I think God's going to let the message, you know, people like you and your show and your podcast and other people. And I know it's really, to me, powerful when you see all these different denominations working together under the banner of Christ. And we try to be very unifying with what we do with our comic Bibles. Matter of fact, I'll go ahead and tell you a funny. I had one Saturday on the weekends, my wife and I take the phones from Kingstone that we love roll over to our house. And this guy called, and he was a Catholic gentleman. He was an ER doctor. And he goes, he bought our Bible. He says, you Protestants create the best stuff. I said, I'm sorry. It's for everybody, brother. So anyway, but we just, we have a good time, and we have a lot of great people that work with us. Very gifted people.
All right. So 7 years, the Epic Bible was created. It came from the Kingstone Bible.
Yes.
Well, congratulations on it. I know it's definitely a work of love, and I can't thank you enough for creating it. Like I said, it's my kids loved it. It's just from the sampler, and it seems like good things are happening with it. So before I let you go, Art, do you have any closing remarks about the Bible, maybe where they could pick it up?
Sure. Well, the Epic Bible, they can get it on Amazon. They can get it on Tyndale.org, you know, individual Bible comics. They can get it at KingstoneComics.com. But there's also, you know, obviously other places, Barnes & Noble, other places. But I probably a word I'd say to your listeners is I would just say, just be faithful wherever God's planted you in life, okay? If God's given you a podcast, if God's given you working with children in a church, just be faithful, because I worked in a children's ministry, never dreamed that we'd have this comic book company, but just kind of start where you are and let God do his work, and he'll plant that seed and he'll make the seed grow.
Awesome. Well, Art, God bless you, and thanks for what you're doing.
Hey, Bill, I really enjoyed it. God bless you, bro.
God bless.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.